Well, first off, while I painted the police department mural on the west side of the police department and touched up the one that we painted back in 2005 during the sesquicentennial of the Aledo Fire Department mural. And then I went to, I painted a train mural for New London, Iowa, and then went to Streeter, Illinois for a Wall Dog Rendezvous, big Wall Dog Bash, where we painted 16 wall murals in 4 days. And there was 260 painters there, Jim. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Then I'm scheduled to paint a mural during Antique Days here. It's going to be just south of VFW across. It'll be on the north side of the garage that is south of the VFW. Then I'm going to paint a mural over in Galva, Illinois. For I don't know if you remember, but 3 years ago, Mr. Bates, a farmer, was terminally ill with cancer, and the area farmers come in. They had like 10 combines, and they harvested his corn, his 450 acres of corn in 10 hours with all volunteer labor. And so that's going to be sometime in September. I'll be painting that, and that's a 10 foot by 30 foot mural.
And back up to the one VFW mural you're doing on that garage site. Can you explain what the details are of that mural?
Yeah, it's going to be 8 foot by 24 foot. It will have an American flag. It will have the monument, the Vietnam Nurses Memorial from Washington, D.C. painted on it, and then scenery, trees, and that sort of thing. And it's home of the free because of the brave.
And then you also worked on a kind of a special project, a historical project in Kewaunee.
Yeah, Kewaunee, people didn't realize it, but back in 2013 we had a wall dog event there where we painted 15 murals, and the subject of Walter T. Bailey, the first black architect in Illinois, was born and raised in Kewaunee, and nobody realized it because his family had moved from the area, and he lived a prosperous life. He was an instructor down at the Tuskegee Institute, and worked with Booker T. Washington, and people didn't realize it from Kewaunee, but they had the first black architect in the state of Illinois that was born and raised there.